This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Consumers could see a different lineup of cell phone companies in 2019. Sprint is on track to merge with T-Mobile. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR reports that as Sprint goes, so goes its hometown of Kansas City, Missouri.
Working at Sprint is better described as a marathon. Just ask Rose Kopecky. She was hired in 1998 and is now its finance manager. She's been asked by her friends if she'd leave after years of headlines about layoffs, but she wants to see what happens with the merger.
It might come with some reductions and it might come with some personal pain, but I think that the overall bigger picture for the employees that are here, both T-Mobile and Sprint, is going to be better than the alternative.
From a high of 26,000 employees in 2000, there are now 6,000 in Kansas City. Sprint and T-Mobile have said the merged company will create an HQ2 here, keeping workforces in Kansas City and Seattle T-Mobile's base. For Sprint employees, change has been the norm. They now work in 11 of the 17 buildings on the Sprint campus. The executive building there is now being renovated. Gone are the wood-paneled walls, heavy drapes, and elaborate light sconces that made it look like a bank. Tyler Pittenger manages Sprint's real estate.
It represents a company formerly known as Sprint. This doesn't represent well who we are today. It's a very agile, mobile company.
Sprint says the merger will create jobs, though groups opposed to the deal predict 28,000 jobs could be lost across both companies. Frank Lenk is with the Mid-America Regional Council, an economic planning group. He says there was lots of hope that the company would lead the city into a high-tech future. But Lenk says the company has struggled for two decades.
It's been a drag on the economy, and the hope of a merger is that it might put a floor on the losses. Because without a merger, it's very likely it would continue to decline and at some point just go out of business.
The FCC still needs to approve the $26 billion deal. It's expected to finish its review in the spring. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.